Within the language of the ancient Elenki peoples of Old Earth, there existed a word, polis, meaning a city, but also synonymous with polity in those days. The metropolis was, of course, the state. Later, under the Romanii, it became the word politia, their term for citizenship. For to be a citizen of that state was to be part of the state, an honorable privilege indeed. The term police would arrive later, coming to be applied to individuals that kept the peace of the realm for the monarch. For the preservation of the order that had emerged, bearers of the law, namely the laws of ownership and property, had to be created. The proverbial cudgel, held by those who owned, hovering over the heads of those they owned, lest the owned become restive and rebellious. Where once to be political, to live in an ancient polis, meant that everything was decided through words and persuasion, this became transmuted. Now, action of the polis, of the state, of the monarch, of the system itself, must be enacted through force and violence. This was the way of things in those ancient days past, and it is the way of our Imperium. Now then, that this is a record of the exactors of the Imperium's laws, the armored fist of the Lex Imperialis, a record of the Adeptus Arbites. The Adeptus Arbites is the law enforcement branch of the Imperial government, assigned to the application and execution of the tenets of the Lex Imperialis. As a police force of a singularly authoritarian regime, they are granted sweeping and brutal powers to accomplish their mandate, and are thus a symbol of fear for the vast, teeming hordes of the Imperium's population. This is something the Arbites pride themselves upon. Fear permits a form of passive repression, enforcement of the law through a pre-capitulation, the populace having already been cowed for fear of an arbitrator's shock maul smashed into their face. Arbitrators are wholly unforgiving of transgressions against the Lex, and they are empowered to act in the Emperor's name to bring swift retribution on anything they personally perceive as being in defiance of the law. They are magistrate, court, and executioner embodied. While ancient human texts may reference a past where the burden of proof lay upon the state rather than the defendant, this has never been the case within the Imperium of Mankind. Only the wealthiest and most politically connected are permitted anything approximating a trial in a historical sense. And even then, those proceedings are more often than not for the sake of optics and propaganda rather than any true justice. To drag a nobleman into an Imperial Magistratum courthouse, to put him in the docks, is theater, meant to satisfy rather than actually exact. The arbitrators are in many ways the distilled essence of the regime we labor under, the epitomization of the brutality Imperial citizens live by. A mailed, blunt fist wielded in the name of the Lex by an individual who, regardless of qualifications or skill, is granted the power of life and death over the human herd. The foundation of the Arbites lies within the days of the Emperor's Unification Wars. As the fledgling Imperium solidified its grasp upon Terra, civilian government was required to administer the Emperor's new territories. One says civilian government, insofar as it was a branch of the military regime, coordinated by those who dwelled outside of military formations. All members of this government were beholden to Malkador the Sigillite, right hand of the Emperor, and thus, ultimately, the master of mankind himself. One of the first High Lord Civilian was the office of the Grand Provost Marshal of the Adeptus Arbites, whose first appointee, Uoma Kandawire, was a short-serving leader before her deposition, following the palace coup in the late 700s of M30. The coup was, in and of itself, an interesting first test of sorts for the emperor in the robustness of his law enforcement arm. Ironically enough, Candewire's motivation for the coup had been based on her devotion to the balance of power between the citizens of the Imperium and the military government they were ruled by. Effectively, the first Grand Provost Marshal was attempting to return Terra to a time when laws served the people rather than the state. Subsequent Grand Provost Marshals have been less, well, idealistic. The office has been notably defined by those personages for whom the brutal repression of Imperial citizens, the most exacting means possible, is the only recourse for the enforcement of the Lex in its totality. One is frankly bereft of examples where members of the Arbites have been anything other than the first and most willing tools for even the most corrupt and wayward of Imperial officials, should said officials be canny, connected, or powerful enough to wield them. The Adeptus, for example, rapidly sided with Goge Van Dyer during the Age of Apostasy, becoming one of the tyrant's most dependable early tools of power projection, and a means by which he was able to consolidate ever more power under his rule. The Imperium's autocratic ruthlessness demands total, unwavering compliance in all aspects of its citizens' lives. Servitude to the Emperor, and thus his eternal government and its agencies, brooks no question. The enforcement of the Arbites has nothing to do with the protection of the weak from the strong. The Imperium does not operate on such terms. Rather, it is fundamentally correct, in the Imperium's eyes, that the weak are cowed and submissive, and the strong are permitted to utilize and brutalize them however they see fit. The Lex Imperialis does not exist to ensure justice is delivered to the aggrieved and the wronged. It merely exists to perpetuate imperial authority. By the word of the Arbites, to allow otherwise invites an anarchy that would surely lead to the downfall of the state and the ultimate extinction of the human race. This is the persistent justification for the worst atrocities imaginable. Slaughters of discontented manufactorum workers, repression raids of suspected subversive gatherings, wholesale demolition of populated hab blocks for mere rumors of genetic deviances, and countless more besides. There is no cost the Arbites are willing to pay in the blood and lives of those civilian populations under their charge, and, as all Imperial citizens know, they often gleefully pay this whether the cost is demanded or not, or whether the threat is real or false. The Arbites are wholly unconcerned with crimes like petty theft, low-level corruption, embezzlement, slavery, blackmail, or even murder, provided such crimes are not committed in a manner that discredits them or the Imperial regime in public, or in an embarrassing manner. Blind eyes are turned, and envelopes of imperial credits and other riches frequently change hands, all in the name of a consistent and stable perpetuation of tyranny. The Arbites frequently permit infighting on worlds with unstable or vicious local political structures. They have stood by many a time as a planetary governor is deposed in a coup, deeming such changes as weeding out the ineffective and weak local governance. That being said, the incoming replacement simply must be aligned with their goals. On Hive Worlds, they do little to intervene in the constant and often incredibly bloody gang warfare, seeing such internecine feuding as a natural byproduct of the environment and, handily, an outlet for potentially rebellious elements of society that would otherwise target they themselves. Where Arbites' intervention is mandatory, however, is when any such instability, any such petty crimes, threaten the local economy in a manner deemed to place the planet's obligation to the Imperial tithe at risk. Industrial action, for example, is a common target for the Arbetes. Squads of armored arbitrators ruthlessly demolishing barricades and bones of discontented workers, forcing them back into being productive imperial citizens loyal to the throne. Once again, the role of the Adeptus Arbetes is not to discover crimes, but to be on hand when the Imperium decides to arrest a certain category of its population. Their chief political distinction is that they alone are in the confidence of the highest authority, and know which political line will be enforced at any given time. As mentioned, they have allowed planetary governments to be toppled, in ostensible violation of the Lex Imperialis, the deposed having been the justly appointed ruler under the Emperor's eyes, provided that the incoming ruler is more amenable to the goals of the government of Terra, and a better hand on the tiller for the production of the planet's tithe. While the Imperium has the almost numberless might of the Astra Militarum at its disposal, the army has never, in regimes such as ours, been an effective tool for the maintenance of daily law and order, never mind their susceptibility to coming into opposition with the state's goals. The military, in the conventional sense, will oft find it difficult to view its own populations, even those far removed from their birth worlds, with the eyes of a conqueror. Those under the sway of the Imperium are treated, consistently, as rebels in waiting by its government. The most loyal of Imperial citizenry is never beyond suspicion. As the old adage of the Inquisition reads, innocence proves nothing. Thus, the Adeptus Arbetes are a wholly integral part of the Imperial tyranny, willingly oppressing the Imperial population as internal enemies in waiting, conquered masses of people awaiting rebellion, rather than humans born to live and die under the same 10,000-year-old empire. This perspective is vital for understanding the function of the organization. The role of the Imperial Police, as the Arbetes represent themselves, lies in the difference between the potential suspect in a crime and a more truer, objective enemy. The latter is defined by the policy of the Imperial government, and not by the individual's own desires, intentions, or actions. The objective, internal enemy is never an individual who possesses dangerous thoughts that may be provoked into outright action, or even whose particular past justifies state suspicion. Instead, the objective enemy is a carrier of tendencies, like a carrier of disease. Practically speaking, the Imperium proceeds with these individuals like a man who persistently insults another man until everybody knows that the latter is his enemy, so that he can, with some plausibility, go and kill him in self-defense. The Imperium, by its nature, operates on the central assumption that every potential crime and threat against it is possible, leading, over the course of its 10,000-year history, through consistent elimination of all factual, legal, and evidence-based restraints, to the absurd and terrible conclusion that every crime the High Lords and their underlings can conceive of must be punished, regardless of whether or not it has actually been committed. The possible crime, like the aforementioned objective enemy, is of course beyond the competence of the Arbetes, who can neither discover, invent, nor provoke it. The Imperium is thus, fundamentally, incapable of providing law, protection, and justice for those that live within it and under its rule. But it has, of course, no concerns or desire to do so. It exists to extract the labor and lives from those teeming masses that it controls. The Arbetes are the organ through which this is processed. They are not an instrument to carry out the law in a way historical societies may have understood it. They are to be the day-to-day face of ruling authority. None of this is to say that the Arbetes are ineffective in their roles. Far from it. They are superlatively efficient when their might is deployed against those weaker than them, and far from incompetent in investigating and uncovering subversion and corruption. arbiters will topple smuggling rings, slaughter whole noble houses, and lead mutant pogroms with brutal and bloody thoroughness. They will raid cultic gatherings and shackle demagogues. They will impound rogue trader craft to search for illegal narcotics and break up merchant gatherings on the suspicion of the trade of Xenos goods. Some arbitrator operations, or fully just random actions undertaken to ensure that fear of such searches is ever at the forefront of the minds of Imperial citizens. Others are simply the final stage in a long trail of evidence procured through torture, intimidation, or even more arcane and more esoteric techniques. The Adeptus Arbites are known to employ oracular engines, sanctioned psychers, or psychanic technology used to predict crimes before they have even been committed. Known to the Imperial population by the term the Emperor's Gaze, no two oracular engines are the same in either form or function. Some are mind-impulse shackles, wherein are consigned seer-psychers, biomechanical interfaces used to sift through the ruined pulp of their still-living minds for visions of crimes to come. Yet others are haruspexy engines, massive piston-clanking devices that pulp and sift organs from specially bred and slaughtered canids in an attempt to read the paths of the future. At least one precinct in the Imperium is known to release swarms of rats, doused in blessed unguents, into a maze that represents a municipal district, with the paths of their progress through it, or the messy ends they meet in its many, many traps, pored over by judicients as predictors of herd behavior amongst actual humans. These lateral examples of the idiosyncrasies of the Arbites are fitting illustrations of its character. Despite their efficiency and forthright brutality, they remain an Imperial organization that has a presence galaxy-wide, and thus susceptible not only to the character of our magnificent, rotting empire, but also its local planetary customs. They adapt to work with local situations as much as any organ of Imperial power does. Take, for example, the tailoring of Adeptus Ministorum worship to fit a variety of theistic traditions. Yet, they maintain at their core a holy devotion to the Imperium and to the writ of the Emperor. The Lex Imperialis, after all, was enshrined by Malkador the Sigillite. It is thus the holy word of the Emperor of Mankind manifested as divine law. There is mundanity in the work of the Arbites, yes, but also sacred duty. Arbitrators are the cruelest oppressors as law enforcement could hope to be, yet a great many of them are, simultaneously, holy crusaders, pursuing their vision of the Emperor's justice, enforcing the Lex as an act of service to their god. The establishment of an Arbites precinct fortress and its subdivisions is a mandatory step in the creation of any Imperial world. The Empire's oldest planets have precincts as ancient and hallowed as millennia-old cathedrals. In aspect, however, there is a certain uniformity to them. Sparsely embellished, they are brute utilitarian buildings with black armored walls, towering bastions meant to portray indefatigable vigilance. All are heavily fortified installations, intended to be the roles of judiciary stronghold, arbitrator barracks, fortified courthouse, terrifying jail, and sinister torture chamber. Their presence is an unambiguous statement of Imperial authority. This often makes precinct fortresses the first target for internal uprisings, rebellions, and coups, all of whom target such visible symbols out of hatred, fear, or strategic prudence. They are, after all, well aware that the first line of defense against internal insurrection is the combat shotgun of an arbitrator. Each precinct is commanded by a marshal of the court, though some are large enough to require several to rule together. Above them sits a Lord Marshal, ruling over a specific sector of Imperial space. depending upon their predilections. Some Lord Marshals grant the precincts under them huge degrees of autonomy, with internal procedures, arbitrator uniforms, promotion titles, and law-keeping priorities all delegated to the local marshals of court. Yet others rule with an iron fist, being in effect the sole decider of the Lex Imperialis over potentially trillions of people, these citizens subjected to whatever whims the Lord Marshal may fancy upon. While this chain of authority may seem like little more than a feudal domain, the Lex Imperialis remains inviolate. Authority for the Arbites has to be drawn from some source of legitimacy, as opposed to merely brute force. For the Arbites, this is enshrined within the Book of Judgment. Though it is the physical embodiment of the law, the book itself is not a single tome. No one volume can hope to contain 10 millennia of legal text for an empire that spans a galaxy. Arbitrators will nevertheless cast various extracts in various forms to serve as shrine-like embodiments of their mandate. Precinct fortresses may have stone columns on which sacred legalities are carved, or individual arbitrators may carry miniature tomes upon which tech priests have carved microscopic reams of rulings and hearings. The actual physical Book of Judgment exists here, upon Sacred Terra, contained within the Arbites' sovereign fortress librarium, the Bibliocrypt Judicorum. It eclipses in scope most archivariums upon the throne world, save for a select few, creeping ever downwards into the world's crust to fill more and more data stacks and parchment storage warehouses with its ever-expanding mass of legal rulings. Scholars and lexicrats share cavernous spaces with legal assistants and low-ranking menials, all of them sifting through the detritus of imperial law for solar months, at a time defined just a single reference to a sole case ruling. While the Dictates Imperialis are extensive, the huge volume of prior cases and often contradictory rulings can make it extremely difficult to determine anything approaching a correct decision. They are joined by petitioners from all across the Imperium, throngs of claimants seeking rules and precedents upon which to argue their own cases. In especially complex scenarios, such a volume of requests, combined with the Byzantine arrangement of the Bibliocrypt Judicorum, means that an outcome to a specific case may take Terran centuries, with the lifetime of a judge wholly consumed with deliberation and scrutineering. So vast are the sprawling reaches that artificial climates are maintained to aid in vellum preservation, and biological entities bred to maintain precious records. Serpentine biblioverms, for example, haunt the lesser used and archaic stacks, feeding on the carbonaceous mold of rotting lexicons, and posing a fearsome danger to unwary archivists that happen upon them amidst a feeding frenzy. One is grateful that the Imperial Archives your most humble servant dwells within contain no such creatures. The Arbites chroniclers see such winnowing of their unsuspecting adepts as the price paid for lack of proper diligence. The Adeptus Arbites draws most of its recruits from the Scola Progenium, academies administered by the Ecclesiarchy for the raising of orphaned children of the Imperium, who by dint of birth, privilege, or circumstance, find themselves committed to such establishments. Indoctrinated in the cult imperialis from birth, and trained rigorously, Scolae foundlings are destined to become officers in the Astra Militarum and Imperial Navy, interrogators and operatives for the Inquisition, scions for the Militarum Tempestus, and, yes, arbitrators for the Arbites. The drill abbots of the academies pride themselves in their production of youth possessing as much zeal for their service as they do brutality for those who stand before them. Mercy is a weakness no arbitrator can afford to countenance, and is heresy under the Lex Imperialis besides. All arbitrators, even those who go on to specialize in more esoteric or scholarly skills within their organization, are trained in martial terms primarily. They are taught, from a very young age, to crush opposition with extreme prejudice, to view every part of their duty through the lens of threat. Those that display talent in one area or another are sorted into specialized streams, some to operate in logistical support capacities, while others trained to combat specific threats routinely encountered by the militant arms of the organization, such as gene-stealer cult infections or rogue psykers. The Arbetes also has as diverse array of roles as one can expect from an organ of Imperial authority. Most familiar to the citizens of the Imperium are enforcer squads, found roaming the cities and hives of its most populous worlds. Less commonly seen are roles like detective espionists and detective surveillors, specializing in far more technical aspects of law enforcement. More specialized still are the criminal hunting exaction squads, formed by the Arbetes when specific targets are required to be taken alive and unharmed. Exaction squads frequently collaborate with other bodies within the Imperium, including the Inquisition, Adeptus Ministorum, Adeptus Mechanicus, the Navis Nobilitae, and more, required by mandate to work with anyone who needs dangerous individuals or entities captured to be held for punishment for outstanding grievances. In this, the Arbetes have found a perfect niche within the Imperium. They are enforcers of the Emperor's holy laws, yes, but more importantly, they are an extremely willing, zealous, and unflinching upholder of the tyrannical status quo of the realm, and those most powerful within it. Ave Imperator. Gloria in excelsis terra. This video and this channel were made possible thanks to the very kind donations and support from my Patreon subscribers. If you'd like to help support the channel, head on over to patreon.com/oculusimperia. If you'd like to receive more updates about the channel and any future videos, you can contact me or follow me on Twitter @oculusimperia. Otherwise, please like, subscribe, comment, let me know your feedback, and as ever, thank you very much for watching.